Welcome to the Empowered Business Woo Woo Show. I'm Michelle Clark, your host and energy maverick, author of Woo Woo for Women in Business and Woman Up, public speaker, but most importantly, an empowerer of women. Darling, you are here to lead. And leaders don't follow the trodden path. It's why you've never fit the mold and why you shouldn't try to. I don't do normal. I don't color inside the lines, but I get massive success. And I want to show you how actually tapping into your woo, bringing forth those gifts, meshing them together with success structures and aligned actions and energetics will get you powerful results like you just won't believe. So dive on in and listen. All of these episodes are really short, punchy, powerful, give you a little kickstart so you can get on with making a difference in the world. I would love for you to email me your feedback, info@empowermentempires.com. Jump on in and listen, and I'll see you out the other side. Hello, my loves. I know that I haven't recorded a podcast for you yet in September. I've been busy packing, so please forgive me. But today, I want to talk about elevation and expansion and just how easy it is to get and how important it is, not only in our businesses, but in our lives. Everything good, every good part of your life, every new experience, every open door, every opportunity that flows its way to you comes from elevation and expansion, getting closer to the divine, getting closer to your divinity, opening up your magnetism and your joy and your really the energy that you put out into the world. Raising the vibration of that is what gets you the good stuff coming in. But how do you get elevation and expansion, especially in a world that tries to drag you down, right? One of the very, very first things that I did way back, I haven't always been living in joy, and I don't always 100% of the time live in joy now. I still get angry occasionally. I still get sad occasionally, right? We're still human. We're always going to have those emotions. But what happens when you live in expansion and elevation is that you dip down to those periods and you can see that they're for a reason, that you can see that it's your spirit and your body and even your subconscious trying to communicate with you that there's something that you need to address, or that now is a perfect opportunity for you to release something or address something. They're not a boggy period that you're going to stay in for months unless you let it. It's just a period where actually you get to work on something, where spirit and your higher self is giving you a little bit of a nudge to do something, right? To elevate yourself back up again. So you can live in elevation and experience bliss the majority of the time. It doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time, and it doesn't mean that elevation and bliss and expansion are any better than the lower times either. Like, I don't want you to constantly start chasing a dragon of enjoying bliss all the time. That we experience a range of emotions for a reason. But when we're in elevation and expansion, that's when we can create amazing things that we just never even dreamed possible. And so that is, yes, where we want to be a lot of the times. But don't be sad about or disrespect or try and rush out of those periods where you're not experiencing that, because we do need it. So there's a little bit of talk about balance before we get into the expansion, because really when you're not in it, it's difficult to understand how you can get there. But when you start living in it, it just becomes so easy. I guess it's like learning to walk, right? Like in the beginning, it must have been very hard to learn how to walk, and it must have seemed nigh on impossible because, God, it took so long to learn. But it's not. It really is actually quite easy. And one of the things that I first did to be even clear enough, to even raise my energy levels and my vibration enough to even be able to get on a path to elevation, was taking away the things that were weighting me down. So I like to imagine us as hot air balloons that are floating off into the sky, and as we snip off each of those little sandbags that are weighing us down, you know, as we're dealing with the pebbles in our shoes and as we're raising higher and higher, that we get to fly higher and higher into the atmosphere all the time. And so one of the things that I cut off very early on was negativity from others, because Lord knows there's enough negativity going on in our own minds, right? We do not need it from others, from external sources. And there's a lot of layers to that, but the very, very first layer to elevation and expansion for me was cutting out the news. So no newspapers. When if I was listening to the radio in the car or at home, I would turn it off when it came to the news. Like literally, I'd hear the beep, beep, beeps, and I'd literally turn it off. Try to think, oh, just hear what the weather's doing. Or, oh, it could be positive today because it's fucking not going to be. Right? There might be 5 seconds of positivity in amongst that whole 60 seconds of shit that's going to weigh you down. It is just not worth listening to. If there is something that you need to know about the world goings on, something important, like my dad's like, how do you know if there's a tsunami coming? It's like, someone's going to tell me, all right? Like, or I'm going to get an internal message. You just don't need to worry about what's going on. There are so many sad events that you can do nothing about, right? And you feeling sorry for those people is just adding to that whole negative vibe. If something bad is going on in the world, I send beautiful, loving, elevation thoughts. I'm like, I'm so happy that you guys get to choose a whole new realm of being. I'm so happy that this, you know, that better times are coming for you. Don't dwell in feeling sorry for people. The worst thing you can do for someone, for a friend. In fact, I have a beautiful friend and ex-client of mine who is experiencing some ill health, and she put on social media, "Do not feel sorry for me." And she means it. She doesn't want people to feel sorry for her. It's only going to make her sicker. Right? She knows that because she knows about expansion and elevation. Don't focus on what is not good, because what you focus on will grow. And if you don't want your sick friend to grow even sicker, do not focus on their ill health. Focus on health. So that's cutting out negativity on that level. There's all sorts of other negativity, you know, negativity from other people, negativity from your mind, negativity from your environment, negativity at work, negativity from, you know, kids' mums at the school gate. There's all sorts of negativity, and you're never going to get away from it, but you can certainly make yourself unavailable for it. And every time you hear negativity from someone else, you can either address it out loud, "Oh, I actually don't believe in that." And then they'll stop moaning to you. Or I once had a friend who really was sending me quite negative messages, not about me or even about anyone else, but just, you know, like, ah, God, I hate life. And in the end, I had to say, I'm just not available for hearing these messages. It's really important for me and the people that I serve and bring joy to that I remain in this elevated state, and those just aren't matching my vibration at the moment. So I'm here for you if you really need me, but if it's just to send me a message of frustration, I'm going to need to step out of those conversations. But I just want to remind you that I do love you and I am here for you. Didn't damage our relationship, right? I'm sure they were shocked, but it didn't damage our relationship because I did it in love for her, but also in love for myself. Like, we have to love ourselves and put ourselves first. So if we want to elevate and expand, we're going to have to learn to put ourselves first. Is it hard to put ourselves first? Totally. Jesus Christ, I've spent so many years, and even occasionally now, I feel guilty for putting myself first. I mean, I'm recording this for you in bed. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, actually, in bed. I'm waiting for the sun to rise. I'm on a health retreat that a lot of my family, not my immediate family, right, like my husband and daughter, totally support me. But some of my family think that I'm a selfish bitch for doing this before I go away. But I've done everything I need to do. It's just other people think you should be rushing around and stressed before you go away. Well, I'm not. I'm excited and elevated and I'm done. I've been prepping and planning and cleaning and organizing and doing things for months, right? So I'm in total peace and I chose myself. I chose to put my own elevation and expansion first. Now that helps me to move on to the next topic about expansion and elevation, and that is health. You cannot be expanded and elevated and attracting all the good things into your life when health is one of the sandbags holding your beautiful balloon down. Health. Oh my God, health, health, health. There's so many aspects of it, right? I'm just going to rattle some off to you. Write down the ones that you kind of that your body's like, oh, and then dive into that a bit further, because you can't address every aspect of your health all at once. It would be overwhelming and you wouldn't do any of it, right? It's like going to the gym and deciding to bench press. What did my daughter tell me she could bench press the other day? 75 kilos, right? It'd be like me going to the gym and trying to bench press 75 kilos. I'd be lucky if I could do it with the bar, if I'm quite honest, right? Weights are not really my thing. Something I'd like to maybe explore when I move to Portugal, but it's not my thing right now. So health. All right, let me just go. You write down anything and dive onto those one or two things and start to expand those slowly into your life. And then that will help you to elevate and expand. And then you'll have space and capacity to dive into other things, right? But take this journey slowly. Don't dive into it all at once. Sometimes, this is like just a little bit of advice before I do dive into health. Sometimes when you try to expand and elevate too quickly, it's too much for your nervous system and you blow it out. It's just like making money, right? When you move from selling, I don't know, $30 widgets and then all of a sudden you try to sell $300 a week coaching, right? Like it's too much for your nervous system. You just blow it out and then nothing that you do comes from a place of expansion or goodness or joy. It all comes from guilt and worry and concern and then it tanks, right? Like you have to slowly and incrementally raise your prices at a level that feels good for you. Otherwise, if it doesn't feel good for you, you're putting it out there with a vibe of, oh, I'm not really worth it. And so, of course, other people are going to feel that and feel that you're not really worth it or feel that you don't have faith in yourself. And so, therefore, they're not going to come to you, right? So, same with health. You want to do it, you know, a little bit slowly. Otherwise, you can get too expensive and elevated and then get the guilt and somehow give yourself something to drag your health backwards a little bit. Okay, health, breathing. Breathing's number one for me. Total breathing. The reason that breathing is so important is your messages from spirit and your higher self come in on oxygen. Without oxygen, you will not be getting any guidance. Without oxygen, you cannot live. You cannot live without oxygen, right? Vitally important. Everything gets transported around on oxygen. But none of us, hardly any of us, are breathing properly 100% of the time at least, right? Like most of us have got some of it sorted and some of us really don't. Like I went through a period very early on in our marriage where my husband went to live down in Christchurch and I was renovating a house and trying to save money and I had tenants living with me, you know, so that we could pay down the mortgage really quickly. And it was really stressful. Like it was stressful missing him. I hadn't lived without him for a very long time. And so I was hyperventilating, but I didn't know it. And I was passing out all the time and it really wasn't good, falling all over the place because I was hyperventilating. Now, a lot of us hyperventilate. I think I'd probably done it all my life. And especially us girls, we learn to like suck in our stomach muscles, right? To try and make our stomach look flat. But really, we need to be breathing into our bellies and expanding our beautiful, juicy, round bellies to get the oxygen in. If we're not breathing into our belly, it means we're breathing into our chest. If we're breathing into our chest, we are mimicking fight or flight and therefore stimulating it. When you are stressed, your body stops breathing into the belly, breathes into the chest. You've got massive amounts of oxygen flooding into the top part of your lungs and very, very rapid breathing so that you can get lots of juicy oxygen to your muscles so you can fight or run away. Being in stress stimulates your adrenals. It sends all your other hormones fucking loopy. If you feel loopy, if you feel out of sorts, if you feel overwhelmed, chances are your adrenals are blowing. You want to check if your adrenals are blowing? Press on the bottom of your feet, just in between the ball of your foot and kind of the ball of your heel, if you like, just up towards the ball of the foot, towards the instep. There is, if you poke in all around there, like if you want to look really specifically, look up reflexology chart, but just find a place that is sore in there and press on it. That is your adrenal point. If your adrenal points are blowing, you are not breathing properly and you are living in stress, which is for 95% of the population, right? So how do we turn off fight or flight and how do we breathe properly? You breathe into your belly. And the best way to learn how to do this is to lie down and put something heavy, the cat, sandbag, you know, whatever you've got, some books onto your tummy and practice and put one hand on your chest and practice not raising the hand on your chest but only raising the hand on your belly as you're breathing in. As you start doing this, you're going to feel like you're drowning. You're going to feel like you need to yawn. You're going to feel like, oh my God, I'm not getting enough oxygen. Because you're used to getting too much oxygen by being in fight or flight and doing the hyperventilation, right? So it's going to take some time. It's going to take some practice. You want to practice this for at least 5 minutes, 3 times a day. And then whenever you're feeling stressed throughout the day, stop. Take three big big, juicy, slow belly breaths, the slower you breathe, the longer you're going to live. Right? Buddha tells us we have so many breaths in our lifetime. Breathe rapidly, you're going to use them all up, all right? Breathe really slowly. I breathe so slowly that I can't actually do group breathing exercises because my breathing is about twice as slow as anyone else's. It has been for a long time now, right? So just practice getting the breath. Right, so many other aspects. Sorry, I've talked about so long for about breathing. I'm really going to have to like leave you to it because I always promise to do nice short podcasts for everyone. I don't like you to have to listen to anything for too long because otherwise we get too much information and it's just too much. We don't action anything, right? So I'm just going to reel off some others quickly. Eating. Are you eating toxins? Environment. Are there toxins in your environment? Is your environment stressful? Is your environment overwhelming or is it nourishing? Adequate vitamins. Are you getting enough calcium and selenium and vitamin B? Are you getting all the nutrients you need from your diet or are you eating shit? Are you getting enough downtime so that you're actually resting and absorbing the learning and the upgrades that your body and the universe is trying to give you? If you're not getting those health upgrades, if you're not getting the energy upgrades, how are you going to fully maintain your health? All right, I think that is enough to give you guys to go off today. Happy elevating and expanding. And I know that's only really the first layer, but I do feel something further coming out of me, something, a course called Elevation, which I'm pretty excited about. And I'm also pretty stoked that it's another E, right? We had a merge, which is actually still going, right? Like if you want to get into a merge, it is not too late for you to get into a merge. A merge is about really tapping into your soul and your spiritualism so that you can start hearing your messages about your health, about your business, about your wealth, about your relationships. It's about so you can form a stronger connection with the earth, your spirit guides, and yourself and your community, right? If you want to emerge as a whole new connected person, that course is for you. If it sounds like something you want, please reach out to me. You don't need to have done emerge to come into Elevate when it's launched, but it is kind of the foundation, right? Like you want to be connected before you really do anything. So emerge and now Elevate. So I have two E's, woo, the happy E's. And of course, because this course is wanting to come out of me right now, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know whether it's going to be coaching or an online course or a mixture of both or what it's going to be, but I'll let you know when I know. But of course, because it's coming out of me, I'm going to be getting more messages from my guides about elevation and expansion. So I'll probably be doing a few more podcasts on this topic. Let me know if you're finding it interesting and what you get out of it. It's nice for me to be inspired by you telling me that you're listening to it or, oh, I got this out of it. So remember, you can email me at info@empowermentempires.com. I would love to hear from you. Have a fabulous day forward. And remember, together we shall rise. Thank you so much for listening to the Empowered Business Woo Woo Show. You have made my day because together, darling, we are rising. And I want you to know that you are so much more powerful than what you've been led to believe. It is your time to shine. No more playing small. We've been stuffed into a box and told to sit down and shut up for far too long. Darling, the world needs what you've got. I would love for you to leave me a review so that we can spread the word to even more women, empower the world to stand up and actually make a difference. And if you do that, I would love for you to send me a screenshot, info@empowermentempires.com, so that I can send you a little gift. I'm wishing you a fabulous day forward of magical sparkliness and empowering other people to change the way that things are done. Together, we shall rise.